So let's hear about what happened with this patient. She went on a trial of ibrutinib and venetoclax. What trial was it, incidentally?
This was our own investigator-initiated clinical trial of ibrutinib and venetoclax. This is a trial that we initiated back in 2015, 2016. It was a phase two trial. We had two cohorts. We had a frontline cohort and a relapsed cohort. The frontline cohort we recently published in the New England Journal, and she participated in that clinical trial. That trial was 3 months of ibrutinib monotherapy initially to sort of debulk the patients and bring their nodal size down, and we intended to reduce the risk of tumor lysis upon initiation of venetoclax with this 3 months of ibrutinib. Patients then received 2 years or 24 months of combination therapy. In this trial, when we designed the trial, we didn't really have a good idea about what the optimal duration of combination therapy was. We picked 2 years, and we said, okay, if we're going to do that, we're going to be monitoring patients relatively closely for their response. And with the trial, we would have a little bit better idea of what a fixed duration might look like for most patients. And so patients were evaluated every 3 months for response on that initial trial. The trial was initially for 40 patients in each cohort, and then it expanded to 80 in each cohort, frontline and relapsed, and then 120 in the frontline cohort. So we expanded it because we were so encouraged by the responses and the depth of remission. About 70% of patients at a year are MRD negative in the bone marrow, and most of those patients are in complete remission. That trial we initiated several years ago. In parallel, there was a relapsed trial that the British Pete Hillmen initiated, and they have had and reported similar outcomes to us in terms of the relapsed cohort. They've also more recently added a first-line cohort.